Good morning. It's 7:57 a.m. Saturday, July the 18th, 2020. So it's before 8 o'clock, but just barely. I haven't been up that long. I think I've been up in my life. Got up around 6:30, so I've been up about an hour and a half. I've had my toast with peanut butter. I've had half a cup of coffee. It was already 70 degrees when I got up at 6:30. And I've been sort of, I spent that hour between 6:30 and 7:30 going, should I? The answer is, of course you should. The difficulty, as I have said in previous occasions, the difficulty is in not asking the question. The difficulty is not, is teaching myself that. Asking the question is the first step to I hate the word sort of failure, but that's probably the word I need. Asking the question introduces the idea that perhaps it's a possibility that I might not do the walk. And barring life-threatening or otherwise deleterious circumstances, like Monday's going to be tough, because Monday I have to get out like by 6:30 if I'm going to get out, because I got a doctor's appointment at 8:30. So I need to have time to get out and get back. I don't necessarily have to have enough time to post, but I do have to have enough time to get back and get the car and go to the doctor's office. Doctor's office is only a few minutes away, so 8:30 appointment, I need to be there by 8:15. I have to leave here by 8. I'm already too late right now if it were Monday. So I don't know what's going to happen. We'll see. I got a feeling like my brain was buzzing in my head. It was like, it was not a good night. It was not a restful night. And I spent the last hour and a half of it on the couch just because I woke up at 5 and thrashed into bed, got up, fed the cats, stretched out on the couch, slept for another hour and a half. But my brain is still in some sort of how to describe it. These daylilies are nice here in the corner. It's not, I'm having a difficult time to focus. An exceptionally difficult time to focus. I don't, I've got ideas and thoughts and crap chasing itself around in my skull like a Tom and Jerry movie. Every once in a while, Jerry ducks into a hole and Tom smashes against the wall, and then it all starts over again. It's about what I expected in terms of comfort, in terms of walking. No, that's not true. That's not fair, because it isn't. It's not as anywhere near as bad as I thought it was going to be. It is uncomfortable. The air is not particularly refreshing this morning. It's too warm. It's too moist. I feel like I'm just sort of going through the motions here for the sake of going through the motions, which is pretty much a pretty good summation of the last couple of months. Having said that, I've nailed down the beginning, I think, and I've nailed down the end, I'm sure, of Troy Harbor, Finwell Bay, and that's a pretty good foundation point. So all I need to do is go through, all I need to do is go through the 60 chapters in between. No, it's not, I don't think it's 60, I think it's more like 50. Maybe it's only 40, I don't know. It's a lot, still. I got a lot of them in relative sequence. So there's big chunks of stuff that's where it needs to be. There's big chunks of stuff that are where they go together. Which I am going to break up because I got one chapter that's 7,000 words long. I need to break that up. I say that, but the truth is I probably don't. But I could just let it go. I've had 7,000 word chapters in the past. Not in the Shaman's Tales, but I had a really long one in one of the Tanis books. The Shaman's Tales, I think, the Shaman's Tales are the only books that I've published so far that have multiple POVs, that have multiple points of view, multiple point of view characters, where you're seeing the story from different directions. South Coast was the first one that I had done like that. Arguably, I could have done it better. I hope I have done it better. And in Cape Grace, and it's much more stark. It's much. It's much more significant in Finwell Bay. Hostage, the first book of the Barbarians, what I hope is going to be the Barbarian series. The this actually was written by two different people. So I wrote one character, my daughter wrote the other. I'm coming up on it, get ready, stay with me. Monk Post. It's a high lift tractor operating over there in the building site. And Dark Knight Stations, speaking of multiple point of view, Dark Knight Stations has three. And it was an interesting challenge to tell three stories all in one. Don't envy him that task. Godhead is it's got a big double gate on the back, on the side of his house, on the fence, stockade fence, which is an engineering feat, not to be belittled, getting them so that they actually work. And he's back there with a rake, trying to clean up. It looks like pretty badly burned backyard. All right, well, I'm walking in full sun. I didn't even consider changing to the other side of the street so I could walk in the shade. It's not terrible. The reason they have these wide gates is so that they can park their RVs in the backyard behind the fence. I think it's a city ordinance. You're not allowed to park them on the street. This guy's moving in, I'm moving out. You're not allowed to park them on the street, and you're not allowed to park them in the view of the street. So the ordinance specifies that a 6-foot stockade fence between the street and the offending vehicle is satisfactory. I understand why they do it. If they didn't do it, the streets would be lined with RVs. Every once in a while, I think I'd like to have an RV, and then I think, well, why don't you use it? Because you don't really like to, don't like to leave the house that much. It's that part of the summer where, you know, it's July. It should be the we already had the solstice. But it should be the green part of the summer, but I look out across all the grass. The grass is all of the seed heads are all yellow. In fact, a lot of them have already broken off. There's a few that are bent over. But most of them are. They're all yellow. It's a lovely pale yellow hay color. Wheat straw color, which is, I guess, understandable since they are pretty much wheat. And then there's the grasses that are still down in the damp. There's a lower flat section that tends to gather the green. Gather the moisture. All these grasses up here are all turning summer yellow. It's quite pretty. It's quite pretty, but the yellow wheat color makes me think fall, not summer. I suspect that's just because I don't understand wheat. So, like, okay, that's your preconceived notion of what it should be like. In actuality, that's clearly the color it's supposed to be this time of year. Oh, there, shade. Just for a few steps. Yeah, that's... That's grim. So it looks pretty much like 8 o'clock is my hard limit. If I can't get up by 8 o'clock, I'm not gonna go. At least under the current circumstances, it's, you know, if it was a cloudy day and 55, then that would be one thing. But 70 degrees, relatively clear skies. There's just a few cirro stratus clouds up there. It's not a lot of protection from the sun's heat. There. Here I am. Out the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.